Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show. Okay, so if you want to rate an M. Night Shyamalan film, M. Night Shyamalan being the director, and he often uses the same tropes, which one of which is a twist at the end, and another of which is that he's a horror movie person. Suspense, mystery, they take a backseat to his horror role. But if you're going to look to rank one of his newer movies, then you're going to have to define what you're using to rank it by. If you're ranking it by box office success, then Old will not rank very high, last I checked. Of course, it has been on streaming for quite a while, so maybe it picked up, but last I looked, it was kind of a flop. At any rate, Old is a film that you should rate by how it made you feel. Did you enjoy it? I think if you had new movies coming out all the time that were horror, and you just saw one that was M. Night Shyamalan, of course you'd be excited to see it, but if you're comparing it to box office sales and success, then The Sixth Sense will probably be his high-ranking one. And if you rank things according to commercial success, then I think Old is going to be a letdown. But I don't rank things like that, and I think we all have to try and avoid that because we expect certain things from directors and producers. But with this one, he created a really cool horror journey, very suspenseful. There's nothing really in your face jumping out, but I think if you're not a fan of horror, you may not like the way this one makes you feel, because he does have you recoiling at certain spots at certain things. But the basic story is kind of like a fantasy island. You have some families and groups that rent out a certain part of an island, and they go there, and it's fairly cheap. I found it online, and so that was a little suspect. And I started wondering about this island from the very beginning, but I didn't guess the spinoff to be exactly what, the twist to be exactly what it was. So I'll leave that up to you, and I won't give you any spoilers. But I will say, the family that comes to the island starts to age quickly, and that is where it brings up all the social commentary and personal intake. I mean, a lot of his movies, I remember The Village, I love so much. That really kind of encourages a personal intake of how you feel about things, what you would have done in such a situation. He deals with inner pain of human beings and relationships. And in this one, there is a couple that is separating, which I could identify with, having recently gone through a separation and divorce. And, of course, on my own level, I learned a lot from that. I think people that don't really want to look at deep issues like that might not like this film, because the main underlying question to everyone is, what would you do if you had way less time than you even thought you had? And I think that's interesting. It's a little bit sing-song what they do with the separation couple, but I like it anyway, and it brings up the issues, and it causes a person who was maybe in one of those situations to ask themselves, is it better to wallow in misery all your years or move on? And I figured that out a while back. So anyway, for me, that was the application I got from it. I'd be curious to hear what you get from it. I will tell you that this is an enjoyable film to watch, so don't be shy. No matter what you've heard about it, it's definitely worth watching, and just cloister yourself away. I actually got up once, put on pause, came back, watched the whole thing in about 2 hours, so that shows I was really interested. So, Old is a good film. I think M. Night Shyamalan did a good thing here, and I'm actually more encouraged to see some of the other ones by him that I haven't really paid attention to. And I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley,
You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.